In the gospel reading today, the way that it might sound is like Jesus was just walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, and whoever happened to be there, he just decided those would be the people that he would call. That's not the case at all. We know from St. John's Gospel, for instance, that Andrew had been following St. John the Baptist and pointed out, when St. John the Baptist pointed out Jesus to St. John and to St. Andrew, and Andrew went and told his brother Peter. They worked with James and John. Well, John was one of them. And so when our Lord comes along and he's going to call his apostles, they've already met him. It wasn't just some willy-nilly thing, I just need 12 guys, so the first 12 that I run into, I'm going to ask. No, he knew exactly who he was choosing and made a specific point of doing so. That becomes important because he's chosen you and me too. That wasn't some willy-nilly thing. He's chosen us for himself. Now, we could look at it and go, but why would he do that? Why did he choose who he did? When you look at the 12 apostles, they are very, very human. They have all their problems just like you and me. They squabbled just like we do. They had all their struggles just like us. They became saints. They didn't start that way. The same is true for us. So then we have to look then and say, okay, what is it that he's asking? First of all, he's asking that we would follow him. Are we really willing to do that? Most of us are willing to do it, sorta, when it's convenient, when God actually agrees with what I want, then I'll follow him. It's like, right. Basically, what we're doing is telling God to follow us. That doesn't work. So maybe we need to go a little bit further up the gospel here and look at what Jesus said. Repent and believe in the gospel. Are we willing to do that? Again, we're going to be quick to say that we believe, but do we really? Because we keep coming up with all kinds of excuses for why we don't really have to do this or that. What Jesus spoke is the Word of God. It is absolute, it is unchanging, it is truth. It is the Word of God. The fact that he spoke it 2,000 years ago doesn't mean that it doesn't hold for today. The fact that we live in the 21st century certainly does not mean we have a better way. Look around, it's pretty obvious we don't. We've walked away from the gospel, and the disaster is pretty obvious. We need to get ourselves back. We need to repent. It's another problem that we have. We pick and choose again what we want to believe. If we do that, we're not being Catholic in the first place. We're not even being Christian if we look at it that way. And so we need to be able to say, again, the truth is the truth. And sometimes the truth is inconvenient. Sometimes the truth isn't what I want to hear. That doesn't mean that it's not true. So we have to repent of our sinfulness. Rather than justifying our sinfulness, rather than saying, well, it's okay for me because, or it's too difficult, or it's not as bad as what some of these other people are doing. All of those may be true, but that still doesn't justify us. Jesus said, repent and believe in the gospel. So that's where it has to start. If we're going to follow him, we need to hear what he has to say. Now, even with that, we go down to the first reading. Because if we're going to listen to Jesus and we're going to follow him, who is he? If he's just some guy walking along the beach, plucking whoever happens to walk along, it's like, first of all, these guys are pretty stupid. Why would they just follow Joe Schmo who's walking along the beach? No, they had to already believe, to some degree at least, who he was. And that's exactly the point St. Paul is getting at. God has spoken to us through his Son. He is God. He is the second person of the Most Holy Trinity. Now, the first chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews is very important if the Jehovah's Witnesses come knocking at your door, because they believe that Jesus is St. Michael the Archangel. After all, St. Michael kicked Satan out of heaven, and on earth Jesus defeated St. Michael, or said defeated Satan, so it must be the same person. What a bunch of nonsense. Anyway, they show up at your door, just open up Hebrews 1, and just say, to what angel did God ever say this? Jesus is not an angel. Jesus is God. So are we convinced that he is God? Are we convinced that he is the Christ? We say it. Are we really convinced in the depth of our heart that that is the truth? Why would we just want to follow him if it isn't the truth? If he's not who he says that he is? And again, remember what that implies. If he is not who he says that he is, that means either he's a liar, and he knows that he's not God, and he knows that he's not the Christ, but he said that he is, then he's a liar. Or he really thinks that he is, but he's not, which means he's insane. So do you really want to follow a liar? Or do you really want to follow somebody who's insane? You see, picking and choosing leads to a massive problem. Because we just said he's not God because I don't believe this that he said. Well, God can't lie and God can't deceive. So if I'm going to say that I don't believe this or I don't agree with Jesus, imagine that. Then he's not God. And if he's not God, then he's either a liar or he's insane. So who are you going to follow? And why would you follow him if he's a liar or he's insane? What does that say about us? Talk about insane. I want to follow somebody who's mentally ill. That's going to get me where I need to go. No. We need to be able to recognize who he is. Jesus made very clear. St. Paul made very clear. St. Peter made very clear. The church has made very clear for 2,000 years. So now it's our turn. The clarity is there. Do we accept the clarity? Because that has to come first. Because only when we can accept that are we then going to repent and believe what he says. And only when we repent and believe what he says will we do what he has asked, that is, to follow him.